The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by Eno, the Capital One assistant. What's in your wallet?
I'm glad to welcome in our buddy Damian Woody, who's on the phone lines. What's up, Woody?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I don't know how much runway to lay down here. I don't even know how to go into it. I don't look to go into topics that have only tangential relationships to sports. That might come as a surprise to some because, look, what are you talking about, Will? You've been on First Take. You've talked about Kaepernick. Some of this. The truth is, it's always had a sports tie. Yesterday, Damian, I came on and I wanted to address, what's going on in Minneapolis. George Floyd. And look, athletes have talked about it, so I guess that supposedly gives us the green light, you know, to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the University of Minnesota today said that they are not going to contract anymore with the Minneapolis St. Paul Police Department, rather just Minneapolis Police Department, in wake of the killing of George Floyd. And everyone probably has seen that video by now. But I knew this. Hey, Damien's coming on. I always have a real conversation with Damien. And it would just be stupid to ignore what's going on in the world and not open the door to a real convo with you. Yesterday, man, I'm going to tell you what I said. I said, all I know is it looks awful, par for the course for me. I'm going to wait for a minute. I want to see if there's anything more. I doubt it. I said I doubt there is anything more. 24 hours later, there is nothing more that I've seen, and it simply is outrageous. I just want to hear what you have to say and have a conversation with you.
Well, Will, you know, for me, man, I'm the type of person that I try to wait to – I try to digest things. I don't like to comment on things right off the top because a lot of times emotion takes over and sometimes people don't think rationally in these type of situations. So I'll just wait to gather my feelings, gather my thoughts, and then I can really tell, you know, how I feel and things. And I basically came back to the same feeling, the same rage, the fact that, you know, as a police officer, I've always felt like it's the police officer's job, number one, to de-escalate any type of situation. And from every video that I've seen to this point, George Floyd was compliant. He wasn't fighting the police. And the fact that this police officer felt like he could be on a man's neck for almost 10 minutes long, to the point where the man suffocated and died. It leaves me with no words, man, because we're talking about someone's son, someone's brother, someone's father. And for another human being to treat another person in that manner, it's ridiculous. I've always said, like, with police, with great power comes great responsibility. And so when you're placed in these type of situations, and if you act in that manner, then to me, the stakes get higher. You should be held accountable even higher because you've been given great power. You see what I'm saying? You've been given great power in these circumstances. And I think the black community is in an outrage, as everyone can see right now, because these things keep happening over and over and over again, unfortunately. Everyone keeps saying the word riot, riot. That's been the word of the day. It's riot. I call it civil unrest. And guess what? This country was founded on civil unrest. So when people start placing more value on material things that can be replaced rather than a person's life, then maybe we can get somewhere as a country. So to me, it's really simple. If we want to really get past this, to be honest with you, then we need to have honest discussions about race relations in this country. Because that's the one I can chop it up with you. Well, first of all, Will, we can chop it up about this anytime because we've always been that way. And that's why I respect you. And I think that's why you respect me, because we can have these hard conversations and there's no hard feelings. And actually, we come out better than before when we have these type of conversations. But I think collectively as a country, people need to have these hard conversations. It's the one topic that everyone runs from instead of just talking about it. And I think to me, that's just me. That's the way I feel.
You know, I don't know, Damian, really, you know, why I want to talk about this with you today, other than, like you just said, I respect you, and I feel like I have real conversations with you. And I also feel like it's ignoring the elephant in the room not to talk about it to some degree. You know, Emmanuel Acho, Mark Spears, some other guys have been like, I really implore my white colleagues to speak out on this as well. And I ask myself, well, do you need to? Are you doing that? Here's what I came back to for me, right? I feel like it's my goal to tell the unvarnished truth, no matter what it does to my likability, no matter what it does to my short-term reception, right? And a lot of times, Damian, for me, that's been, hey, slow down. I'm not sure this is a race-related thing. Or, hey, slow down. I'm not sure the numbers back up everything in various conversations, whether it be on First Take or whatever, right? Or, hey, I don't like Kaepernick's form of protest. I've told that truth when I have thought that's the truth that needs to be told. Today, I feel like the truth that needs to be told is what you're witnessing in Minneapolis or what you witnessed in that video is simply outrageous, and there is no excuse whatsoever that I can see at all. I know NBC News apparently has body cam footage, and we'll see, but I can't imagine a single piece of video. I can't imagine a single situational excuse that says, yeah, put your knee on another man's neck for 9-10 minutes, as you point out. It's just inexcusable and outrageous. Now, I do want to say this, Damian. We do have some points of disagreement, even what you just said. Like, I think we can agree there is such thing as civil unrest. There is such thing as protest. But some of, and I'm not saying all, okay, but some of what we're seeing in Minneapolis right now is riot or looting at the best or worst. I mean, it's burning, it's taking, and those people aren't helping the situation. The ones involved in that, right? And there's also civil unrest and real protest.
But we should distinguish
those two groups, should we not?
Yes, listen, I totally agree. People who are clearly taking advantage of the situation, yes, we're in total agreement with that. What I am saying is, as far as the pure civil unrest, that's what this country was built on. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Bev, and I'm with you, but I know I'm underlining something. We agree that the country wasn't built on, you know, looting the Target, right? Like, that TV is not part of the protest, or shouldn't be, you know? So that's all I'm saying. Like, in fact, I think you undercut it. That's my point. You make it seem as though, for anyone else watching, oh my gosh, then it's much less virtuous than would appear. And I want to be clear about something, Damian. I think 98% of the people have a real issue they need to put in the front of everybody's mind. Just the dude taking the TV is the one undercutting it, I'm saying.
Well, here's my point. Here's my point, and this is what I see. This is what I've been noticing in a lot of mainstream media and so even some cable news as well, is if people point out, you know, the rioting and stuff, and it's just like, well, what do you value more? Do you value the justice and as far as an unarmed man being killed that way? Or do you value the material items that you see what's happening? Like, the message is getting mixed up here.
Yeah.
Are we angry about the justice or are we more angry about material items that can be replaced? I'm not absolving people, but I'm just listening to the message what is being portrayed in the media.
You're not absolving people, and I want to be clear. I don't want to be changing the subject either. You see what I'm saying? I understand. Right. I said that as a point of conversation with you. It shouldn't be 70, 60, 50% of the conversation, right? The focus should be on what is just an absolute outrageous tragedy. I mean, it's just... Or it's not a tragedy, just a tragedy. I mean, I'm with you. This is where I go, Damian. It is, I don't have any other way right now than to arrive at it's criminal. It's criminal. And, you know, that officer or those officers are going to have to be held accountable, with the caveat, I don't know if something else can emerge. I can't imagine it, but they should be held accountable.
I think we're in agreement there.
Damian Woody's here, and here's the thing. We have a short segment because I have a hard commercial break, but I decided, what's this show about? It's about being real. What are me and Damian about with each other? We're about being real. So I'm going to keep Damian here, and Thomas from L.A. wants to call me out. So in the spirit of continuing the conversation and keeping it real, Thomas, you have the floor, but keep it pretty tight, Thomas, because I got a short segment here.
Hey, Will, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Hey, I just want to say I love the show, man, but I think I speak for myself and many others when I say the problem that we have with you speaking on issues like the one you were just referring to is that you want to call it everything but what it is. You'll call it criminal, inexcusable, indefensible, but you won't call it racist. And that's the reason that these situations continue to take place, because you have a bunch of racist cops on the force all across the country. Now, that guy was clearly wrong, and so every cop that was near the situation, all the surrounding officers, are racist as well. There's no reason that not one cop intervened, and they never do.
Okay.
It's racist cops on the police force.
Okay. Thank you, Thomas. Don't hang up. You can stay here. I hear you. You're saying, I don't use that word. I won't go that far. And that's why I'm not being 100% real or accurate. First of all, so Damien, you know I'm not going to be offended if you agree. Do you agree with what Thomas is saying about my characterization of this event and where I'll go with it?
No, because I've had many conversations with you about this, you know, this topic. We've talked about race many a times, and we've had disagreements. We've had agreements. But the one thing I've always said is, you've come real from your perspective. And you know what? Like, I appreciate that, because I want the honest, unfiltered truth. So that's just how we vibe.
Okay, so let me tell you what I think, Damien. And Thomas can be on the line as well. Thomas, just respect that Damien's here too. We're in a tight segment here. Let me tell you what I think, Damien, okay, and why. You know what, Thomas? You're not wrong. I didn't use that word, did I? And you know what? I'm very precise in the words I used. Now, here's the thing. Do I think racial bias exists? Yes. Do I think racism exists? Yes. Have I seen it? Yes, I have. Do I know with 100% certainty, or even some big degree of certainty, that's what happened here in Minneapolis? I don't. I do know it was criminal, or I'm pretty damn sure it's criminal. I do know it was outrageous. But I don't know what's going on in that cop's heart. I really don't. So I can't say why he did what he did. Thomas, you're very comfortable going all the way there. And Damon, do I think there are racist cops in the world? Of course I do. But I can't make the leap that Thomas wants me to make, because I don't know that I have the evidence to get there. And I have to take it in individual situations. By the way, Damien, I'll go you first and Thomas. I'm real capable of making a leap just like anybody else. And if you really put a gun to my head and said, Will, guess. My guess on this cop would probably be the same as yours. But I have to at least acknowledge it's a guess, because I don't know what motivated that dude.
Well, here's what I'll say, Will. I think a lot of this is because of life experiences. Okay, there are experiences that I've gone through in my life that you haven't gone through. I've been through I've been pulled over by a cop. I've been in a situation where I had a gun pointed at me by a cop, you know, for suspicious reasons. So there's a lot of people that have gone through a lot of black folks have gone through these type of situations where we've been telling people for I don't know how long, man, that these type of things happen. But the reason that you're seeing the reason why you're seeing this type of civil unrest is because people don't hear us. They don't hear when we tell them these type of stories over and over and over again. This is not just happen chance. This is There's a clear reason why these things happen. And I go back to the fact that we as a country refuse to have a discussion about race. We don't. We avoid it at all costs.
Damien, there's so many places you and I need to go with this, and we're going to do it. You make me that promise. Like, we're going to sit down. We're going to do this hour plus.
Absolutely. You know, you my guy, so we can always do this.
We're doing it soon. We're doing it real soon. Thomas, I want to give you the last word. You have less than a minute, so give it to me about 30 or 40 seconds what you say to my response to you.
Just really quick, I agree with you as far as saying you don't know that guy's heart, you don't know his intent, but this happens so much, so often. As Damien said, it's happened for countless amount of years. And so you would assume that the police have the adequate training to have themselves out in the field, otherwise they shouldn't be in the field. So once you can't de-escalate a situation, once you have a man handcuffed face down, there's no threat. So what in you says that, let me keep my knee in this man's neck for 10 minutes? That has to be, in my opinion, a racial experience, some racial motivation that will cause you to do that. And again,
Thomas,
none of the surrounding officers, none of
Thomas,
his partners.
It's either, Thomas, I'll go this far. It's either stupidity, bad training, or it is not seeing that man as a human being. And if that's race that's causing him not to see that, he failed on the level of humanity. All right. I appreciate you, Thomas in LA. Damien, you know I appreciate you. We'll be talking, buddy.